This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
People who do not have health insurance are getting hit with big medical bills. A new analysis by WBEZ finds that here in the Chicago area, how much patients might pay depends on which hospital they go to. Because even if hospitals give some patients massive discounts, their policies don't apply to every provider. WBEZ's Kristen Schorsch has our story.
Maybe this has happened to you. You go to the hospital, and afterwards you get a bill. Another one comes, and then another. You end up with a bunch. That's what happened to Elma. Last September, she had intense, sharp pain in her stomach, and she didn't have health insurance. Elma knew her family couldn't afford it if she wound up in the hospital, so she avoided going until she couldn't take the pain anymore. In the middle of the night, she went to McNeil Hospital in Berwyn and wound up getting her gallbladder removed.
Immediately, she was worried about the bills. Immediately, she was wondering, how are we going to pay for this? It was present as soon as she woke up.
That's my translator. We're in Elma's living room in suburban Cicero. WBEZ is not providing Elma's full name because she's undocumented, and naming her could put her family in jeopardy. Elma takes us through her journey one bill at a time. Her trip to McNeil would cost more than $50,000. She wouldn't end up paying the whole amount. With the help of advocates, Elma would get a 100% discount from McNeil because of her low income. But remember those other bills, the ones that seemed to keep coming? Elma got those too, from several other doctors who treated her, for surgery, anesthesia, totaling more than $8,000. It turns out where Elma had surgery has physicians who weren't employed by the hospital. They're independent. And McNeil's rules about giving financial relief to patients don't apply to all providers. Carrie Chapman is a Chicago legal aid attorney who advised Elma. She questions why hospital policies don't cover everyone who touches a patient. Because the outcome can be huge bills for people who can least afford to pay.
It's like just enough money to be devastating to the patient and very little money for the health system to collect. Right? Like, relatively speaking, it's less than a rounding error in their budget.
After all, Chapman argues, nonprofit hospitals like McNeil get what can be lucrative tax breaks for writing off how much it costs to treat uninsured and low-income patients. Yet these hospitals are filled with private providers who can directly bill patients. WBEZ found this is common across the Chicago area. For uninsured patients, what this all means is they could end up with more bills based purely on where they get care. And in an emergency, patients don't always have a choice. Here's why independent doctors are billing patients like Elma. For one, these doctors often don't get paid by the hospitals. And if hospitals demanded these doctors passed along the same discounts, it could hurt their recruitment efforts, especially small hospitals like St. Bernard and Inglewood on the south side, where nearly all providers are independent.
We couldn't tell the physician, listen, anybody who all comers, you have to do something for.
Marianne Graby is with St. Bernard.
You need these providers. These providers have to take care of these patients. It's much harder to garner anybody that isn't going to receive some kind of reimbursement for the work that they've done.
Doctors say they don't get the tax breaks that nonprofit hospitals do to discount care. Yet their rent is going up while they're getting paid less to treat patients. Dr. Jade Chohan is an independent head and neck surgeon in the northwest suburbs.
It's hard to keep your doors open and be able to write off in the way that we used to.
Back in Elma's living room, she's been able to get some relief. Her bills have been erased or reduced. One was knocked down by more than $3,000 after WBEZ made inquiries. The biller disputes the timing. It's not clear how many other Elmas are out there because no one is comprehensively tracking this issue. Kristen Schorsch, WBEZ News.